It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Michter's, and this is the 10-year bourbon, the 2021 release.
Ooh, everybody likes these.
I know, and
I like these usually.
And we actually had a really good opportunity to open up the wax before we started here, and it opened up nice and gently. We didn't have to pull out a knife or anything like that.
Whoever hand-dipped that, excellent. Thumbs up.
Yes, yes.
And thumbs up on the dipping.
So these ones actually began shipping out in May of 2021, and our barrel that we have here is 21D1210. Of course, Michter's 10, it's a 10-year-old product. It's bottled at 94.4 proof and has an SRP of $150.
All right, well.
Cheers, buddy. Let's get into it. On the nose.
I'm going to be sad when your glasses are gone.
Oh, you like them?
Yeah.
Do I look kind of a... to look smarter than I appear.
It makes you look like an astute bourbon reviewer.
All right. I mean, it's a pretty good Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, I got some sweet oak initially off the palate on my nose.
I almost get almost like a blueberry. It's weird.
Yeah, I do see that blueberry, like blueberry lemon type thing. Mm-hmm. Going.
Lemon zest, if you will.
Little summery flavors.
I like it. On to the taste.
Yeah, there's some of that odd fruit, if it's blueberries or mulberries or something. There's some kind of like...
I know there's not a kiwi.
Yeah, it's not a kiwi. It's some kind of berry, but opens up in a, you know, little vanilla creaminess and then that sweet oak. You know, with a little bit of a bitter tannicky finish it, but a lot of oak presence on there.
Yeah, and actually for 94.4 proof, I thought it actually had a decent amount of complexity to it. It's not going to have a barrel proof kind of finish, but I still think it...
Yeah, it's a good sipping whiskey.
I think so, too. Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
I agree. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
There we go. And the finish?
You know, I'm probably sideways. You're probably thumbs up. It's a little bit tannicky for me on the end, a little dry, bitter. But, you know, if you like oak, sign you up.
For sure. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.